The Czech Republic is due to take up the rotating EU presidency at the start of 2009, at a particularly challenging time. The prospects of EU enlargement to include Western Balkan countries are a point of controversy, with some members fearing instability from the region, and others pointing out that until the Lisbon Treaty is in force, the EU should not take on more members. Mykhaila Jelinkova is from the Government's Office for European Affairs. She outlines some of the challenges ahead and explains why the Czech Republic is committed to pushing ahead with EU expansion. She spoke to Daniela Lazarova.
The Czech presidency will definitely deal with the last stages of accession of Croatia, and we will also try to push forward the negotiations with other Balkan countries. Definitely Serbia is well on the track, as you know. Progress has been marked in the field of cooperation with the International Court in Hague. So this is one thing. If more progress is done, I think Serbia will do very well. As it regards Cyprus, of course, this is a very difficult question. Both parties have just restarted negotiation this month, so this will definitely have influence also on progress in accession talks with Turkey.
Now, clearly, all would-be members will have to meet the political and economic criteria set down by the European Union, but there is still considerable fear of instability in the region coming to the EU. Others point out that the Lisbon Treaty has not yet been ratified by all members, and that could complicate the situation. Why does the Czech Republic feel that it is crucial to press ahead with expansion in spite of this?
We think that the stabilization is clearly linked to perspective for these countries of acceding to the EU. So if we want to bring more stability in the region, it will be through enlargement of the European Union. So this is the plan we will pursue during our presidency. All the countries have marked significant progress, so that we can really think that more is to come. This concerns Croatia as well as Serbia that I've just mentioned. And when it comes to the Lisbon Treaty, there have been talks that we need absolutely the Lisbon Treaty to move forward with the accession. And this is just one point of view, and there are other points of view. And the Czech government has said many times that, and it's not just the Czech government, there is possibility to go ahead with the accession without having the Lisbon Treaty ratified beforehand. So question of Lisbon Treaty should not be an obstacle to accession talks, for example, with Croatia.
As you said, there are different views on this. There are EU countries who favour a more restrictive expansion policy. How much support does the Czech Republic actually have in the European Union for its set goals, and who are its key allies in meeting them?
There is common policy on Croatia, I think on Serbia as well, and I think that there is nobody who thinks that Balkans do not belong in the European Union. There could be different views on the progress made, but I think there is a consensus that the enlargement should continue if we want stability in Europe.
Mykhaila Jelinkova talking there to Daniela Lazarova, and I suspect that we'll be hearing much more about the Czech Republic's EU presidency objectives as January 1st, when the Czechs take over, draws ever closer.